This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Professional baseball has an uneven history in Sonoma County. Both the Roanoke Park Pioneers and the Sonoma County Crushers thrived for a few seasons, then fell on hard times and folded, the Crushers playing their last game back in 2002. Over the past 5 years, there have been a pair of ambitious proposals for new stadiums in Santa Rosa, then Petaluma, but neither one got very far. Howard Leonhard has tracked all of this and devised a new strategy to bring back baseball in a somewhat different format. He calls it the Wine Country Old Fashioned Baseball League, a configuration of 12 teams from Cloverdale to Napa to Petaluma that will play on existing public fields.
The games would start June 1st of 2010. One game every day of the week for 6 days of the week, one day off. And that'll happen for 16 weeks.
That schedule was designed, Leonhard says, to allow the league to barnstorm around the region, setting up its mobile franchise at a new ballpark for each game.
Our plan is to have a moving travel setup. So Monday might be the Cloverdale Bandits against the Healdsburg Owls. Tuesday would be the Windsor Wonders against the Santa Rosa Giants. And we're going to move the whole assembly each day so we don't have to rebuild it for each park. And then we're going to have a really nice scoreboard that is in a truck. But then when the game is done, we accordion down the scoreboard, we load all the signs back in the truck, we clean it up, and then we move to the next city.
Leonhard envisions splitting Sonoma County into two divisions, with Cloverdale, Healdsburg, Windsor, and Santa Rosa in the north, Petaluma, Sonoma, Sebastopol, and Roanoke Park in the south. The Napa Conference would have teams in St. Helena, Yountville, Oakville, and Napa for a total of 12 in the league. That will create a requirement, or opportunity, for more than 200 players. Leonhard hopes to recruit them primarily from the towns where the teams will play.
There's a lot of players here who love the game, who might have a chance if the scout sees them, want a chance to play in front of friends and family. Most of the players will be drawn from the local area. So for Cloverdale, we want players that live near or in Cloverdale. In some cases, there'll be exceptions that people will travel a certain distance, but it's meant to be local at the beginning. If it takes off and grows from there and we have more funds available, you know, we will look to maybe each team sponsoring one superstar player that'll come from out of the region that will actually be paid.
Okay, so it won't quite be professional baseball, although the games will use paid professional umpires. And Leonhard is hopeful that as the new league gets established, they may be able to forge relationships with the two big league franchises in the Bay Area to help develop young prospects.
At the beginning, we don't have any development contracts, but what we would seek is if a team like the Giants or the A's have somebody that they have their eye on, but they don't have a spot for them on the Class A roster yet, they may put them in a development league like this that's relatively close by that they can keep an eye on them.
Although the first game is still 10 months away, the rollout of the concept now is a prelude to the first round of tryouts this fall.
12 days in a row in October, we're going to have the tryouts, one in each of the cities. And once the teams are pulled together, one of the players will be elected the captain and manager, and we'll go from there.
Leonhard's Dry Creek Winery will be the primary sponsor for the league, at least to begin with. Ticket prices will be kept low, $5 for adults and just $2 for kids, and a share of the proceeds will be returned to the communities that support the teams.
50% of the gate and the concession proceeds will go to local charities.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.